Now, what is being called the first classic barber's shop in Prague has just opened its doors around 5 minutes' walk from Wenceslas Square. Its owner says his aim is to recreate the atmosphere of a barber's shop from Czechoslovakia's interwar First Republic and provide the modern gentleman with a luxurious experience in a masculine environment. Ian Willoughby went along to see it.
Tady holíme technikou hot towel, znamená napařením.
At Thomas's barber shop near the center of Prague, owner Tomáš Kožíšek describes how he uses hot towels and a special lotion to prepare customers for the perfect shave. Now in his early 40s, Kožíšek says he's dreamt of opening such an old school establishment for a very long time.
Já jsem se vyučil v roce 1980.
I did my training in 1986 in the state barber school Hygie. I was taught by old barbers who remembered the First Republic and the era when there was at least one barbers or hairdressers on every street. Mostly they were barbers. They taught me a lot and told me stories about the history of the profession, and that interested me a lot.
Thomas's barber shop tries to recreate the atmosphere of such places in interwar Czechoslovakia. But even though they were very common in those days, they weren't for everybody.
Nikdy to nebylo, takže si to mohl dovolit opravdu každý. Ale byla to služba...
It was never the case that every man could afford it, but it was a service that people were used to. Clerks and people who worked in banks and insurance companies and state bodies were in a habit of going to a barber's for a shave. I don't think they went every day, but once or twice a week. They had the contour of their beards touched up on a Monday or Friday, or on some particular occasion. Their hair was usually kept in a demanding short style, and they also had that attended to. They were simply used to the service.
The cutthroat razors used at the luxurious new salon aren't sharpened on a strop, but are made to hold disposable blades that are used only once. Another modern touch is flat-screen TVs tuned to a sports channel. Tomáš Kožíšek says his aim is to create an atmosphere where the modern gentleman is at home. And though its website says for men only, women aren't barred.
Ženy pro nás jsou taky důležitý, protože zpracujou svého muže, který ho...
Women are important to us, as they take an interest in their partner's appearance. Today a couple of women called me looking to buy gift vouchers for a shave for their husbands. I'm not saying women aren't allowed, but the service is for men only. Women have enough services of their own.
As for the prices, a shave will cost you nearly 500 crowns, or $25, which seems like quite a lot by local standards. Kožíšek says it's meant more as an occasional treat than a daily service, adding that he himself has always paid at least that much at comparable barber shops abroad.
Because it's the only service, I want to offer customers the very best. I import products from the oldest barbers in England, Truffitt and Hill, on St. James Street in London. We also have the best quality steel razor blades from Japan. Our outgoings are high, and I give the customer the best. That has to be reflected in the price.
Barber Tomáš Kožíšek ending that report by Ian Willoughby.